My late grandma was a blind woman. I always wondered why, or how rather, she was able to notice that my younger sister didn't do the dishes clean. Aside that, while she was in the village, she goes to farm all by herself as a blind woman. She prepares her native food, starch and ogwo soup, for the family. She cooks, she pounds, she does everything. As children, we wondered, how can a woman this blind be doing all this? The funniest part was when she would accuse my younger sister of not washing the dishes very well, that they felt oily as she touched them. One day I took my time and sat her down. I asked her, "Mama, how do you know that Rookie did not wash this plate well? How do you manage to do all this?" And she told me something. She said in her mind, she sees it after touching the plate that they are not clean. In her mind, she had registered the way to the farm. On her mind, she already knows the quantity of oil to add to the stash. She said, "Tega, I might not be seeing physically, but I am seeing with my mind." Good morning. Welcome to Futuristic Fuel Fire with Lady Deity. And I'll be talking about your mind power, your thoughts. Your mind power is one of the strongest and most useful powers you possess. Your thoughts are the main ingredients of this power you possess. Your thoughts. The thoughts that passes through your mind, they are responsible for almost everything that happens in your life. Trust me, they are. No wonder they said, "Watch your thoughts, they become words. Watch your words, they become action." Something like that. No wonder also, Philippians chapter 4 verse 18 says, I'll read it in Amplified Version. "Finally, believers, whatever is true, whatever is honorable and worthy of respect, whatever is right and confirmed by God's word, whatever is pure and wholesome, whatever is lovely and brings peace, whatever is admirable and of good repute, if there is any excellence, if there is anything worthy of praise, think continually on these things. Center your mind on them and implant them in your hearts." Implant them in your hearts. Whatever is true, think it. Whatever is worthy of respect, whatever is right, whatever is honorable. Those are the things you should feed on, because whatever you feed your thoughts with, you get the results. Thoughts are energy and they can affect reality. The time you take to think negatively, you should have used it to think positively. I read somewhere that the amount of energy you take to think negatively is higher than that of a positive thought. Then why waste so much energy thinking something that would make your life unproductive, something that would not benefit your life? Thoughts are like a video that plays on the screen of your mind. They are like videos that plays on the screen of your mind. So whatever you play there determines the kind of life you live and the experiences you meet. So I ask you, what kind of thoughts is playing on your mind right now? Because as your thoughts are, so is your life. So I won't be wrong to say that a look at your life, I should be able to conclude the kind of thoughts you have part time. Or let me say it this way. So can I look at your life and conclude it as a result of your thoughts? Looking at you, can I conclude that your life is as a result of your thoughts? So if you want a beautiful life, make sure you sow beautiful thoughts, because your thoughts is your life. This week, think positively. Add a sprinkle of emotions and a handful of focus. You will get a whole bowl of delicious reality. Good and delicious reality. Thank you for listening. Have a good day. God bless you.